A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
All right, look out. Our 5 o'clock hour, sponsored by Lee Brand Jewelers, where luxury jewelry and watches are affordable. Drop by their store in Sandy Springs or visit LeeBrandt.com. 5:18. And now, holy crap, it's sports with Pete Davis!
The Braves-Phillies season opener, scheduled for tomorrow, Thursday, has been postponed due to the excessive ugliness of most Philadelphia fans. Also, it's going to rain.
Well, that too.
So opening day will be Friday at 3:05 p.m., and you can hear all the Braves games on our sister station 680 The Fan all season long. Excellent. Spencer Strider will start for Atlanta, Zach Wheeler for the Phils. The Brewers-Mets game also will move to Friday, so Northeast not having good weather. Don't know if this is a good or bad sign, but all six CBS Sports baseball experts have picked the Braves to win the NL East again.
Okie doke. Well, that's reasonable. I mean, that sounds fine.
It is reasonable. Yeah. The Phillies finishing second again, so yeah, that's what they have.
Could be a good battle all year.
The Dodgers spending spree continues, extending 29-year-old catcher Will Smith to a 10-year, $140 million contract. He'll be 39 when it's over. It's the first time a catcher has ever gotten a decade-long deal.
I was going to say, a catcher's knee is lasting until he's 39?
Unless they make him a DH, I guess. Or so. He's a good player. So I won't, wow. You know, he's their cleanup guy right now, I think.
Wow, cool.
So, yeah. He's a good player. More Mets dysfunction. Former Mets pitcher Chasen Bradford this week, the best of times and the worst of times. Bradford was seen swerving all over the road and hitting medians before he was arrested on a DUI charge, according to the Henderson, Nevada Police Department. Mm. The 34-year-old's arrest came just one day after he was welcomed as a probationary officer into the Henderson Police Department after leaving Police Academy. Yeah. Obviously, he was watching too many of the films. Chasen Bradford is no longer working for the Henderson Police Department. So, bad timing on his
day side. After, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The White Sox are selling a $15, 16-ounce campfire milkshake this season. I guess that'll make up for all the drive-by shootings inside the stadium. The gargantuan chocolate milkshake is topped with whipped cream, torched marshmallows, graham crackers, chocolate, and chocolate syrup that drips down the rim of the glass, all sucked down by a straw the size of a baby's arm. It looks delicious.
And it's $15 for the milkshake?
$15, which prompted Jargo to tweet, "Having a heart attack while demolishing a 16-ounce milkshake would only be the second worst decision you made after becoming a White Sox fan."
Can you imagine the brain freeze of a thing like that?
Oh, my God. I would so eat it, though. It looks delicious. Georgia running back Trevor Etienne could miss at least one game this upcoming season if found guilty of the DUI he was arrested for last Sunday morning in Athens. That could mean the first game, August 31st, in Mercedes-Benz Stadium against Clemson. Mm. Now, I don't want to say Trevor was drunk.
No.
But when the arresting officer asked him for his ID, the player handed over his car keys. Here you go, officer.
There they are.
By the way, he was driving an Audi RS7.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, yeah, a little
pretty fast car.
Yeah, a little sporty.
So what's former Alabama head coach Nick Saban doing these days in retirement, you ask?
I wonder what he's doing these days.
I'm glad you asked. According to Terry, his wife of over 50 years, the legendary coach is doing some everyday activities for the very first time. She says he's actually texting and reading his own emails, and he sent his first ever email. He even took his first trip to the pharmacy to pick up his first prescription. He's actually quite proud of himself.
I'll bet. Think about it.
She sounds like she's describing you figuring out how to use a Netflix box or something like
that. Yes, it does sound exactly like that.
Like he gets a dog treatment. He gets some, "Oh, Nikki, good boy." Anyway, NFL news. The Panthers signed free agent pass rusher Jadeveon Clowney to a two-year, $20 million contract so he can chase Kirk Cousins around the field when they play the Falcons.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Not something Kirk wanted to see.
No.
NCAA Prez Charlie Baker calling for a ban on college prop bets in states with legal sports wagering. North Carolina now has it. Short for prop bets or proposition bets, props are wagers not related to the final score, like a side bet on the over-under how many three-pointers a player will make during the game. The request comes on the heels of ESPN reporting that the NBA is looking to betting irregularities involving Toronto forward Jontay Porter. At issue, two games in which prop bets on Porter were the two biggest winners in the NBA. On both occasions, Porter left the game early, which ensured the under hit on the bets. ESPN has not reported a link between him and the wagers, but the activity was flagged by league data scientists. Hmm. In a related story, there's such a thing now as league data scientists.
Oh,
we used to call them statisticians.
So was the bet on how many minutes he would play or how many points he would score or something, and then he would leave early so that they wouldn't? Is that the gimmick or what they're charging?
Something like that. Yeah, it's how many points or something he'd do, and if he left the game early, which ensured it would be under. That could call in. I'm telling you right now, I've said this for years. Once this hits, you can't stop it. It's the present. It's the future. Gambling is here.
Yeah.
But we're going to have problems that are just going to be enormous with this. Players, coaches, refs, it's going to be bad. On this day, March 27th, 1998, the Bulls-Hawks matchup at the Georgia Dome, the biggest crowd in any NBA history game, 62,000-plus, and the Bulls won it 89-74. I was at that game with our former great boss, the late Pat McDonald.
Oh,
we
wow, cool.
Courtside seats were right there, okay? I had no idea that Pat knew Michael Jordan from his days in Chicago. In fact, they were friends, and Jordan spent the entire game running up and down, trash-talking Pat every time he went by. The things they said to each other, I wish I had written down, because they were hysterical.
Oh, man. And Pat McDonald, one of the greatest bosses of all time, he took care of me when the company that he worked for, the corporation, tried to screw me over, and I won't talk and tell the story, but I'm telling you, Pat, I have so much respect for the late, great Pat McDonald. I'll tell you one little story there. We had a guy I used to call TikTok when I was doing my commercials. When I do commercials, I tend to do a little overboard to help our sponsors, you know, tell little stories about them and so forth. And this guy, the program director, would walk by the window while I'm doing my commercials, pointing at his watch because he didn't want me to go more than 60 seconds because he thought they were like stealing airtime. I said, wait a minute. You know, this, I'm talking about our sponsors. It's my show. I'm talking about my stuff. So he kept doing this, and then I found out that he was backstabbing me to other broadcasters in our company. So I went into Pat, I said, Pat, I know my contract's up in like 8 months or 6 months, whatever. I just want to tell you that I will not be renewing. I just want to say I love working here. It's been great, but I can't keep going with this program director guy. I'm not going to be doing it, and I'm not making any demands or anything. I'm not saying anything other than I'm not going to resign because I just can't take this guy. He was gone in like 8 days.
Yeah.
He did the right thing. Pat knew how to operate a family and keep everything going properly, and he always did the right thing. And when the corporation, it's too long a story to tell now, and it's been Pete Sports. I'm so sorry. I don't know what's the matter with me today. I'm out of my mind. And it's all because of what's going to, I'm Friday. I'm telling you, it's the dumbest thing in my life and my whole world. But when the company tried to have me suspended for a time when I was saying stuff on the radio, which is not covered in the human resources stuff, and Pat, and he said, no. Anyway, he was wonderful. And when he passed away, we were all very, very upset. One of the great guys of all time, Pat McDonald. And I'm sorry I took up all your time, but he deserves the accolades because he was a terrific guy. And his little daughter works for, is she with Fox now?
Yeah, she's Fox.
A wonderful little lady, too. And God, she's probably 30 now. I remember her as a little girl.
She's not 30 years old.
She's got to be out of college, I think.
Is
she
got
to be 23 or 4 or 5? Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Pete. Please continue.
That's sports.
Okay, well, I do have one thing. On this day, 2007, NFL owners make it official. Instant replay will be a permanent officiating tool, 2007. And one sports birthday, Buster Posey is 36. Now, Buster Posey, wasn't he a big star for the first couple of years? And then, was he the one who got creamed and they made the rule you can't slide into a catcher now?
They pussified Major League Baseball because Buster Posey got hurt.
And now, was he with San Francisco, I think, wasn't he? At that?
Yeah.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation, like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.